Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Hey, I want to talk today about pressure. I don't know about you, but I and a lot of people I know put eternal pressures on themselves. So I got to ask you, did you engage in being a spectator for the Olympics? I watched a lot of them, but I got to tell you, I got so tense at watching them because I just felt the pressure these people put on themselves, years and years of practice, and a lot of people went through injuries and commotion, and you know, several people were honoring people they'd lost that had been champions for them. And I mean, when somebody fell on the ice or they fell on the snowboard things, however things happened for them, I just would tense up and go, oh my goodness, all those poor people. Because I know what it feels like to put just a little pressure on myself. I don't have the whole world looking at what I do or what I don't do. So my question to you today is, do you do that yourself? Do you enter into a situation where you feel you have to be absolutely perfect? You have to be a number one. You have something to prove to someone or to yourself. Do you fall into that category that a lot of us do that is, oh my goodness, I'm harder on myself than anybody else? I mean, if let's look at it in a different way. You have a colleague or a family member or something, and they're struggling with something, and they're putting pressure on themselves. Do you treat them the same way you treat yourself, or do you treat them with kindness and love and encouragement, or you just beat them up like crazy? Well, you know what? I think most of us will be kind and encouraging and trying to help someone get through their anxieties. But when it comes to ourselves, we put this incredible, tense, stressful pressure on ourselves to be more than what maybe even is expected of us. I know when I was watching the Olympics and, you know, the people were hugging and cheering, and then you'd see people cover their eyes when somebody fell, and the one young girl, her teammates skied out to her because she was so worried about her. I mean, no, there were some dangerous situations on those slopes, and then all the controversy over the judging with the ice skating, you know, the Russian fell, but our girls didn't fall, and yet the Russian went to gold, and then, you know, Scott Hamilton said, well, that's the way the elements are judged. And so here you are, you're out there, and you think you've just skated a perfect skate routine, and you did not fall, and then you watch somebody else not deliver such a clean performance, get the gold medal. More pressure, because now, on top of that pressure, you just added anger. So has that ever happened to you where you're in a job and you've excelled and you've pushed forward and you think you're on the top of the pile and you think you're going to get that promotion, but for some strange reason, somebody else gets that promotion, gets that position, or gets that accolade or that award. And so now on top of that pressure, you add anger. So our emotions that we suck in eternally can really, really impact our energy level and how we actually end up functioning. I used to have a deadline when I sold advertising, and I loved what I did. So The deadlines for me in most of the projects that I worked were not a big deal because I loved what I did. But there was one project I hated. Oh, I just hated this one project. It was a dinner guide in upstate New York, and it included Lake Placid, where the Olympics were held long before I ever showed up there. But the restaurants, as much as I love eating out as an advertising rep, they are very difficult to find time with. Most restaurants that I've encountered in my career, they might have a marketing person that they turn all that over to, but 9 times out of 10, it's the owner that is also the chef, that is also the marketing person. And to find that audience, you're either showing up at the crack of dawn or the end of the day, and they're not at their best at either one of those. That is a hard, hard life running a restaurant. I had an uncle that had a place on Lake Erie, and his perch dinner events on Friday night was standing room only, and it was all the way out to the lake. You'd sit down on the dock, and it would just wind around on the beach because everybody wanted his perch and his fries. I mean, he just, awesome food, awesome stuff. But every 5 years, he would close the restaurant and retire. Why? Because the pressure and the stress of it just absolutely took its toll. And then he'd retire for about 1.5 years, get bored, and then go back in and do it all over again. It was pretty much a cycle for him. So when I had this project that was a dinner guide, I absolutely dreaded it in the worst way. I put it off. My boss would come and say, "So how are we doing on that dinner guide?" I'm like, "Well, I'm working on it." And some of the stuff was just picking up the phone and confirming I could run the same ad as the ad that had run the year before. But if you're listening to this, and you have that kind of project looming in front of you, and you've got that deadline, ask yourself, is it worth all the pressure you're putting on yourself, or you should just go get it done? Because you can't just let go of that pressure sometimes. You can't just take the lid off and let it go. So how do you, for yourself, find a way to let go of that pressure? Like we started out talking, do you actually beat yourself up as badly as you might beat somebody else up? No, we really wail on ourselves. We really are our worst enemies in so many ways. We will just dwell on something and stew on it and, oh my goodness. But I'm here to tell you that if you're putting pressure on yourself, if you're not an Olympic star and you're not out there performing for the world, or even if you are, you need to find a way to relax and let go of that pressure. It is American Heart Association month coming up, or it is right now. I don't know which it is, but I was at a luncheon yesterday and they were talking about the stress and the pressures of what goes on with our heart when we engage in this kind of practice. And we really don't understand the damage that we're doing to ourselves. And then I go to dinner with some friends, and one of the ladies sitting there tells me about a heart disease she now has. And you know, she's a high-strung person. And I'm like, wow, okay, what can we do to relieve ourselves of the stress and the pressures that we go through that sometimes aren't of our making? I mean, I'm very fortunate. I work from home. I'm my own boss. I have my own business. And this week earlier, if you listen to my podcast yesterday, I had a video that had a hiccup in it, and I had to redo it. And I'm putting all this little mini pressure on myself to get this done. And I went, whoa, wait a minute. Chill. This is not going to make you live or die if that video is not done precisely in 5 minutes. So I guess maybe that's what I'd like to share with you today is, when you put yourself under pressure, are you going to live or die by that pressure point? Is it something that if you screw up or you don't get it done within a certain time, is it going to be a life threatening event? Because I think that a lot of times we just put things, take things and put them out of proportion. You might, you know, it's like I have a wonderful, wonderful granddaughter who is an RN. She's also a major hypochondriac. And I love her, but I just wish that some way I could take that away from her. Because she put so much worry and stress on herself for little things. And I'm learning that that's sort of an RN characteristic. I had a friend that's child was diagnosed with pneumonia, and the RN mother was just, you know, seeing all sorts of awfulness that was far beyond the case of pneumonia, which is nothing to joke about in anybody. But she was coming up with the worst case scenarios. And I think we do the same to ourselves. So here's my recommendation. I'm not going to belabor this point for a long time because I know you've got a busy schedule, and I don't want to put any stress on that schedule. Or if you got a deadline, you're running around to get it fixed. But I want you to maybe engage in finding a way to meditate. I'm recently listening and engaging in to a practice called tapping. If anybody would like to know more about that, you can go ahead and send me an email. There's a free summit going on right now. I'd be glad to send you that link. It is invaluable. It helps my granddaughter last year cope with a test that she goes through some horrible, horrible anxieties. Both my grandson and my granddaughter do. And so I'm always looking for a way to help people alleviate their anxieties, because I know it's no fun, and some people just, that's just part of their nature. My husband's that way. He's got a quiz coming up, and he's got anxieties about that already. I know that I fortunately haven't had to go through that for a long, long time, but I understand the feelings. Excuse me. So just a challenge for you is to find a way to meditate, de-stress, get a massage, take a walk, have lunch with somebody that you haven't seen for a while. Relieve yourself. Let the steam out. I know a lot of people that work straight through all week, and then the weekend comes, and they've got all these chores to get through, and they never, ever take a deep breath. And I sort of follow Jack Canfield's suggestion in his success principles. He says, no matter how much you love what you do, you need to shut down for at least 24 hours every week. And I practice that religiously because I recognize that if I go, I've got stuff, I got a to-do list that started last week that I haven't even got to. And I look at that, I'm like, okay, well, I will get to it. When I get to it, I'm not going to live or die by anything that's on that list or not on that list. But what I find is if I bust it all the way through the week, and busting it for me is maybe 4 hours a day. But anyway, I go through the week and I do everything. And then on Saturday, I make myself this full schedule. I'm going to get this done, this done, this done, and this done. Because I won't have any interruptions, I have no appointments, and boom, I'll get it all done. So I do that. And then on Sunday, I pull the plug completely. I do not check my emails, I do not get on Facebook, I do not answer business calls. I just unplug completely. When I do that, I'm in a very good place on Mondays. And I feel really, really good starting out my week. However, I'm sure you've caught yourself there. However, if I've got a project going on and for whatever reason we're going out on that Saturday night or something and I don't finish that project and I tackle it on Sunday and break my rule, I have absolutely no energy on Monday. I'm like a zombie. I don't function. I don't get anything done. And when I start my week like that, it's sort of my whole week spirals out of control, it seems. So I just wanted to share this with you that if you're in that place, if you are putting undue pressures on yourself, find a way to relax that. Life is way too short to destroy yourself internally over pressures from other people. And, you know, I'm not here to say if you get a boss and he's breathing down your neck, you should tell him to go, you know, himself. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you need to take charge of your pressure cooker. You need to find a way to de-stress and remove some of that weight from yourself. Think about someone that you encounter that is behaving like you with pressure. How would you treat that person? What suggestions would you give to that person? How would you help that person? Help yourself the way you might help somebody else. Send somebody a card. Send, you know, yourself a card. Do something that is outside of you. Stop thinking about you and not make it all about you. By reaching out and giving to someone else and helping someone else, you will be amazed how you remove that pressure. But I'm going to put some pressure on myself right now because this is something I got to keep remembering to do. Podcasting is a little mini commercial. The podcasting that I am doing is a rapidly growing way to market yourself, your business. If you're somebody listening today that has a different interest than what you're doing and you want to find a way to get it out there, podcasting, I am having a blast. I am gaining so much traction on the internet that I am just blown away by the response. And I appreciate each and every one of you that might be listening to this because you are part of that. And thank you so much. You have no idea how much that makes my day and year and life. So if you'd like to investigate what I'm doing, you can go to thegailfoleyshow.com. And on there, you'll see a page that says resources. Resources will list the different things that I use. I am an affiliate for those programs, so I would definitely stand behind them. But Chris Gilbertson's podcasting course is on there. That's how I ended up doing this podcast, because of her instructions. Don't drag your feet as long as I do. Get in there, jump in, have fun, and do it. So that's my call for the day. I hope you're having a tremendous day. I hope you are someplace where the weather is kind and not brutal. So many places are suffering with that. Don't put pressure on yourself. Sit back, relax, enjoy your life. You only get one, you know? Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.